Makoto Tomada on pole position for the first time this season at Estoril in Portugal for round 11. Loris Capirossi getting a great start though, but Rossi passed him on the first lap. Biaggi and Capirossi come together and it's Biaggi who's gone down. Capirossi just hanging on to his Ducati there, running off track but able to rejoin the race. Biaggi out. Alex Barros moving up to third place ahead of Marco Melandri in that Spider-Man regalia. And it's Sete Giovinazzi there also shoving Melandri out of the way, quite literally, to move up to fourth place. As Tomada in second place, Barros third, Giovinazzi fourth, and Melandri just onto the dust there at the side of the track. He's down and out. Spider-Man is grounded. Marco Melandri out of the Portuguese Grand Prix. 14 laps to go then, and here's the two Ducatis of Troy Bayliss and Loris Capirossi making their way past Colin Edwards. Capirossi able to return to the race there and making progress up to 7th place now. Here's Carlos Checa in 5th place, John Hopkins in 6th. That would equal his best ever career finish. Good ride this from the Suzuki youngster. Not been his luckiest season, to be fair to him, but really flashes of talent here and there. And that's the gap now between Rossi and Tomada. 2 laps to go, Rossi in cruise control. This is the main battle going on the track. It's between Alex Barros and Sete Giovinazzi for third place. Once again through that fast series of right-handers, Barros and Giovinazzi head-to-head. But it's a clear and comfortable victory for Valentino Rossi. Another good performance as well from Makoto Tomada to take second place. And now all eyes on the battle for third. It's a drag race to the line between Barros and Giovinazzi. It's Barros to take it. Alex Barros takes third place. And that's a big blow for Sete Giovinazzi's championship hopes. Carlos Checa there in fifth place. John Hopkins in sixth. But the day belongs to Valentino Rossi once again.
I won't try to push a lot from the beginning because I know if I arrive with another one at the end will be difficult because the tire for sure move a lot for everybody. But at the this morning, we did a great job with my team, and we understand our problems. We fixed the bike, and already this morning did a very good warm-up. So I tried from the beginning. The start was not perfect, but in the first lap, I was always on the first position, and I make 4 or 5 very, very good lap, very good lap time, and this possible go. At the end, anyway, the tire stay move, but is quite good, and it's possible arrive to the end and control the situation.
Controlling the situation, he certainly is. 29 points his lead. 5 rounds to go.